Hi and welcome to MFR Farming for Tuesday with me, Richard Jones. And in the news, there's no escaping the big strike tomorrow, not even for farmers. More of that in just a moment. And with tomorrow still in mind, some of the planned St Andrews celebrations should see real benefits for Scotch lamb producers. The Scottish Government have named it as Meat of Choice to mark the day. A menu card has been produced by Quality Meat Scotland featuring Cullen Skink as a starter, with the main course as Scotch lamb and a dessert of cream vanilla rice pudding from Andrew Fairley at Glen Eagles Hotel. Just go to the website qmscotland.co.uk to see those recipes for St Andrew's Day. And while you're on the website, why not take a look at the iPhone and Android downloads with their guides to perfect roasts, how to cook tips, etc. for beef, lamb and pork. There's even oven timers and everything you could possibly need right there for your smartphone. Now back to that planned day of public sector strikes tomorrow, and it will affect some farmers, as Penny Johnston, Livestock Policy Manager at NFU Scotland, tells us.
A big effect that's likely to impact on a number of farmers could be strike action by the Meat Hygiene Service at abattoirs, which will mean that some abattoirs may be affected and may even not be able to kill at all on the 30th.
So these are effectively the meat inspectors, and if they're not working, what happens?
If they're not working, the plant won't actually be able to operate, so that means that the lines will have to stop.
In the run-up to Christmas period, it's a bit drastic, isn't it?
Yes, it is clearly a bad time of year for livestock keepers. It's quite a busy time of year. Slaughterhouses are starting to increase their kill rates at this time. At the moment, we haven't had full details of exactly how big an effect this will have on abattoirs, whether it will affect every abattoir. But our recommendation is to farmers, any farmer who's planning sending animals, to contact their abattoir as soon as possible and discuss what contingency arrangements may be in place. I'm obviously livestock policy, mainly focusing on beef and sheep, but obviously pigs, they have quite a distinct kill time, need to be killed within certain time frames, and they're normally quite full up. So it's actually the pigs that are probably likely to be the most affected. So certainly we would recommend all pig keepers to make sure they know what's happening.
And the knock-on effect could be numbers of animals going through livestock markets today. But the message quite clearly is keep in touch with your buyer, as I'm sure most of you already are. But we'll have to see how it just pans out tomorrow. Talking of tomorrow, I'll be back with more MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.